Hello and welcome to SCN 156. I'm Zeus, and we've got a we're in full house because we're gonna talk about Full House.
What happened to predictability?
Man, we should have started the show like that. What is wrong
TV?
With you?
Step by step. It's not that Patrick Duffy.
Standing tall on the wings of my dreams.
Which one is that one?
Perfect Strangers, the best one. Best song anyway.
Has anyone from that show died this year?
Their careers died 20 years ago.
I thought Baki was in something.
I thought about Northern Exposure, so that was a different show.
Baki hasn't really... He was in Beverly Hills Cop before Perfect Strangers, and he had a... He had a new show, like, in the late 90s on CBS, but it was on CBS, so no one watched it.
If Perfect Strangers were made today, what would the contrarian things be? Would it be, like, a Muslim and, like, a redneck, or...
Yeah, no, I was about to say Baki would be, like, an immigrant from Syria.
Yeah.
That would be, and they would make, like, really tasteless jokes about it, and...
Ripped from the headlines. They'll keep saying
seriously a lot, and it'll be terrible.
Oh god!
Yeah, but people would love it. Like white people would think it's like the height of comedy.
I think the premise, instead of going to the city, the Syrian refugee had to be placed like in the country to, you know, gain his. Because I think like Aziz Ansari has had a joke or something where his like father or something was practicing out in Alabama.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be like the perfect setup. He would be like a refugee out in Alabama trying to get his green card. And he'd go to like high school football games and stuff. And people would always like, hey, the clock is ticking and it's not him. Ha ha ha. You know.
Oh, God damn it.
And then it would just be horrible. Yeah. Speaking of sitcoms, hey, Drea, what sitcoms did you watch?
Right now?
No, when you were a kid.
Oh, I used to watch The Nanny. That was, like, one of my favorite ones. And I used to watch, like,
Full House. That was a good one.
But you were... But, Full but House. But it was La Nanny, right? Because it was in Spanish.
Yeah, something like that. No, La Niñera.
La Niñera. Did the the Spanish voice dub for Fran Drescher still have, like, the right laugh?
Yes, that was perfect. That was so annoying. Like, they kept that detail, and it was fantastic.
Sí, pero... Exactly, that's... Probably what it sounded like too. The Simpsons in Spanish were really good.
Oh yeah, and then didn't the voice of Homer pass away?
I don't know.
The Spanish Homer?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Ruining my life.
Probably it's 2016.
Everyone's dying.
That's the worst news I've heard today.
Ay caramba. Because Bart. I'm full of bad jokes today. I was playing Overwatch.
Just today?
Yes. The other days I'm full of worse jokes, but see,
I can attest to
Umberto Velez.
Are you looking up that voice?
Yeah, I was going to make sure that I'm not lying. That when I tell he died,
no one said you were lying.
The Latin one is not dead. I think the Spanish one is dead.
Why are you even fact checking? It's 2016 and facts aren't real anymore.
Oh fucking post fact.
There's a Latin and a Spanish Simpsons.
Yeah,
like Spanish.
Like Portuguese?
No,
Portuguese is Portuguese.
The Spaniard Spanish has, like, they have a lisp.
A lisp.
So that would be like if we had, like, an American Simpsons and an English Simpsons.
Yeah. Like,
why don't
American
we have an English
and
Simpsons?
The
then,
English.
That happens with a lot of, like, other animated shows.
Is there a British Simpsons?
Google it.
Right. I don't know.
Someone Google that.
Well, I mean, the Simpsons are just like they go to all these different countries. At what point?
You know. There's not a separate British dub for the Simpsons.
Tobias. No, which is freaking hilarious because like the meme pages that the Simpson meme pages are run by New Zealand and Australians, and they fucking love Tobias.
Oh yeah.
And he's like there for like freaking like less than like. 5 minutes of an episode. It's great. All right, let's go. Let's keep going. Okay.
What I was trying to think. What Mexican sitcoms did they have in the 90s?
For like Mexican
sitcoms? Mexicans.
As opposed to the non-Mexican Mexicans.
I mean, I've seen yeah. stuff, but I don't know if that's a sitcom. It's just...
It's well, like in the early 90s, there was a really popular one that was called La Familia Peluche.
Oh, which, yeah, that's still running. It's not,
no, it's no. not. No, it's basically, reruns, yeah. It's basically, it translates to The Fuzzy Family. And it was like this psychedelic looking thing. And it was like the whole family was dressed in fur and everything had fur around it. I'll send you guys clips later.
What's that show where it's like the old guy, but he's dressed as like a kid? And like
Chabelo.
Chabelo.
Don't talk shit about sitcom. Chabelo. Yeah,
is that, that was, that's not a sitcom?
No, he was like a morning show host.
Kind of like a contest type of show.
Yeah, like it was like
so that's like a like variety a variety show.
Yeah, variety show.
Variety show, yeah.
Like Sabo Joe Gigante.
That the Chabelo guy is almost like 90 years old too.
He still dresses like a child.
Yeah, he does.
And he's still doing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and
I saw that they're making like toys for that show and everything.
No, that's not that one. The one you're talking about is Chavo del Ocho.
Yeah, Chavo del Ocho was a sitcom. That one's a good one.
Oh, okay. So that is all right.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's another guy. Produces a lot of memes too.
There's I don't know why, but like there's a thing with like Mexican comedy that you know always adults like portraying children for some reason. It's hilarious.
Because they can get away with things, supposedly. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I mean, that's the idea behind South Park, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I was like, in what's that movie? Battle Royale, when they were like flashback to them being kids, they're just like on their knees.
Yeah.
Oh man. but yeah, Alan Thicke, who starred in Growing Pains, died like 2 hours before we started recording, which is another victim of 2016.
Shut up. God, 2016. Can you just stop?
I can't wait to hear Kirk Cameron's insensitive comments about it where he makes all the though, because you know that's going to be happening. Like, I need to check and see if they've already happened.
Oh, God.
What if you know, Kirk Cameron's going to make it all about himself and, like, try and use it to shill Jesus.
Or he makes it a movie about how, like, maybe he'll, like, say how Alan Thicke was a bad person and the only reason he survived Growing Pains was, like, through Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Kirk Cameron sucks. Like, there's no two ways about it. Like,
I wonder, is there a Las Vegas betting pool for 2016 deaths?
Oh God.
I mean, who's on the who's gonna be on the betting pool? Like Betty White.
Betty White is immortal. Okay.
Yeah. She's
literally taking the energy for everyone that just died 2016.
I saw her the other day, like in an interview, and yeah, no, it's not.
I mean, who else?
It's not good.
Rupert Murdoch. We're thinking about Rupert Murdoch. He might be there. Stephen Hawking. He almost had a close call.
Yeah. There's only about like 2 weeks left, so yeah.
Kanye West. Or you know who I'm waiting for?
Tim Curry. No.
My theory is Bob Dylan goes out right at the end.
That would be so fucking poetic.
He'll
have his Nobel Prize and then he'll die.
Yeah, that'd be so fucking poetic. That would actually, you know, oh God.
Ryan,
what?
As a big fan of Murakami, you know, who Dylan beat him out by a little bit, right?
Well, really? That's cool. I mean, Bob Dylan's been around for a longer time, and he's been doing more shit.
I mean, yeah, it is literature.
I'm all right with that.
It's not literature, it's music. It's hippie stuff. Oh, my God.
I don't think. Poor King Candy. Never mind, that was Alan Tudyk.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
What was it that you said? The Mirror, like, reported it as Robin Thicke's dad dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Robert Thicke's dad dead at 69. I'm like, great. All right.
Fucking. Man.
You know what I love most about Alan Thicke was just, like, you know, he had, you know, Growing Pains and stuff like that. But, like, when you look at his IMDb, every other entry is Alan Thicke appearing as Alan Thicke.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was especially weird because, like, I've been watching Fuller House, like, since it came out last Friday.
In Fuller House?
Yes, he is. He has a cameo in, like, episode 2 or 3, and it's really fucking weird because he plays a senile old guy who is basically, like, it is infer, like, it's... they don't outright say that it's his character from Growing Pains, but they make, well, it's the same name, and they make some Growing Pains references, but essentially his character is this, like, senile old man who tries to bang DJ.
Oh, God.
And it's real fucking weird, and that it's really weird, like, having just watched that, like, a couple days ago, and now he's, like, dead. And just thinking the whole time, like, wow, this is kind of, like, a really awkward cameo, and I don't know how I feel about this, and...
I watched like How I Met Your Mother because it was like nice trash TV and and whatchamacallit, they Alan Thicke is Alan Thicke and what's her name, the Canadian reporter girl Robin, like has she had a crush on him, and then I think it was they said that they had sex when she was like a pop star.
Yeah, those hilarious all over the place. Yeah, that's another iconic TV. Who else? What other iconic TV dads are left? John Ritter.
Tim Allen.
John Ritter died. Tim Allen. Ed O'Neill.
Yeah. Oh, don't take Ed O'Neill away from us. I would be so sad. I would put my hands down my pants all day just to salute Ed O'Neill.
I really wanted to buy a No Ma'am t-shirt, and then... I would be like,
you can't
2020. Yeah.
That was a specific moment in time.
Yeah.
Where everyone was laughing at
them. Yeah. But that was a funny thing though. The No Ma'am was a joke. They were making fun of No Ma'am. It was No Ma'am good light at all. So it's kind of hilarious.
I mean, that was the joke though. It's just like Marcy would always come out ahead.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just like, so Al Bundy would have all of his jokes against, like, women, but at the end of the day, like, he was always...
So would you say that show was progressive? Because...
In a weird way,
it was.
I think so.
Like, yeah. Secretly woke.
Secretly woke? God damn it, Rex.
Rex, wouldn't it suck if, like, for Full House Season 3, they had an episode planned where he would come back and... just be like, no, this isn't what I was doing. I was trying to protect you from these bad people, and he redeems himself. But now Alan Thicke can't come back and redeem himself. He's going to be the creepy old man forever.
Man, that would be so sad.
We already have that plot. It's called Home Alone.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that Vine when Kevin McAllister was trying to ask, like, what's his name, Donald Trump, where the lobby is? Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, where's the lobby? And he goes down the hall and grabs him by the pussy. they added that. It was so good. I mean, sad because he's our fucking president in a couple of months.
About really fucking terrible grab them by the pussy jokes, I was on so Right Stuff, the anime website, is doing their like big year-end holiday sale way too much money. Yes. You know what? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. So I go to this website called The Fandom Post, and they post the reviews for those titles, and I saw it in like the first page, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?"
Yeah, there's a hentai. It's one of... Okay, so there's this company called Adult Source Media, and they make these really cheap... They churn them out super quickly. They're, like, hentai compilations that they take out all the story and everything and just put the sex scenes and, like, dump them really quickly.
That'd be so tiring to watch.
Yeah, it's just really terrible and shitty because, like... I don't know, like, most of the fun of hentai is, like, laughing at the stupid stories and the bad, like, voice acting. But they take, like, they do these compilation titles where they take out all the, like, good parts and just leave, like, the sex scenes. And there's one called, it's called Grab Hentai by the Pussy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just came out, like, a couple weeks ago, I guess. And it's on, it's in Right Stuff's holiday sale out right now for, like, $5.
Oh, my God.
The reviews are fucking just as much of a cesspool as you would think they would be.
I agree.
Right, like,
it is literally a picture of someone being grabbed by the pussy.
Yeah.
Wow, they didn't even censor this. Okay.
Speaking of Trump, Make
Hentai Great Again. That's what's the subtitle.
Yeah.
There was someone at Onicon handing out Make Hentai Great Again hats.
I remember that.
No, there was. Like, he was posting where he was all day, And it's like if you like tell him some like quiz or whatever, he would give you a make hentai great.
Yeah, he probably had like 5 hats because I did not see that guy.
No, he said he had about 20.
Okay,
but I mean they could be that popular too with the kids.
Yeah,
with the kids.
With the kids,
with the kids.
What's a hentai?
I you know, I just saw a picture of that. It's like Jack Sparrow asking the bearded tentacle guy what's the hentai, and then it shows like the bearded tentacle guy like putting his tentacles in his mouth.
Davy Jones. Davy Jones.
Davy Jones. Yeah, there you go. But speaking of Trump, he met up with someone that I didn't think he'd meet up with, Kanye West.
I mean, I after Kanye voiced his support for Trump, I'm not surprised.
I mean,
Kanye, I missed that.
Also,
I
didn't miss that.
Also, there's the whole thing where like Caitlyn Jenner, who Kanye like is one related to now and who like adores very much, tried to convince their whole family that they needed to vote for Trump.
How can you miss that? That was literally what he did right before he had a meltdown. Was
because
stood in the middle of his concert and said he was supporting Donald Trump.
Because 2016, it's just been full of
shit. What's been really amusing to me is like a lot of people on like a lot of Trump people on Facebook trying to claim that the reason he was put in the hospital. Keep in mind, these are people that haven't really been Kanye fans until recently when he supported. When he like voiced public support for Trump, like they're like, oh, they threw him in the mental hospital just because he supported Trump, and they're trying to like liberal Hollywood's trying to brainwash him in the hospital.
No, I have another theory. I think they're trying to shut him up because he knows too much, and like they literally doped him up in the hospital. Like I think there's a reason why he supports Trump now. Like there's something hidden there. Like there's an agenda don't know.
I think they put him in the hospital. He's a clone now. That's why he has a blonde hair, because they couldn't perfectly clone him.
I was just gonna say what's his name? What the fuck is that a comedian name?
The simplest truth is, it is a doppelganger.
Dave Chappelle.
Because the real Yeezy did die in that car accident.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just gonna say what Dave Chappelle said about Martin, where Martin just had a breakdown because what Hollywood wants from him and what he wants for himself kind of fucking ruined him. And apparently, and that's why Dave Chappelle left to go to Africa. And also, I mean, Caitlyn Jenner is pro-Trump, so that has to, like, waterfall down to the people around her life.
Yeah.
I think generally, like, a lot of people that have a lot of money support Trump because it's good for them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't really think about it any other way. It's just, like, really good for their, you know, pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, I'm just going to throw this out there, too. Like, the Kardashian, like, family environment doesn't seem like it's the most healthy environment to be around. There's a lot of people that are involved with them that aren't Chris or Kim kind of wind up, like, bad things generally happen to them. Like, Courtney's been trying to get out of her contract for, like, how many years now?
There's not a lot of shots on that show of them sitting down and reading Time magazine.
Yeah.
Or like the lady that Caitlyn Jenner hit in his car.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like the healthiest environment for people to live in.
So, I don't know.
Well, that's just the other aspect of reality TV, is watching people who are train wrecks.
Yeah. It's not even, like,
there ain't nobody that's a popular reality TV star that's, like, all there.
What
is it going to be, a president?
Because there's, like, way more train wrecky reality shows. It's just, I think I don't know. It's something about having those cameras on all the time on them and not getting to have...
privacy?
Not getting to have any sort of privacy, kind of, like... Mm-hmm. Box with them big. Like, I mean, a lot of the family members that started on the show aren't even part of it anymore. They haven't shown Rob Kardashian in
years. I don't think it's the cameras. It's like the scriptedness of like every single moment, you know?
Yeah, that too.
And going through guess what?
We're all in a reality show now, and it's called fucking America.
And that's like an episode of Dr. January Who, actually. 20th. That's an episode of Doctor Who that the planet Earth is actually like a whole reality show that aliens are watching. You should watch it. It's actually really cool.
That makes sense. No?
Wasn't that an episode of South Park?
Was that
Simpsons it was too? Also,
wasn't that
Simpsons did it?
And wasn't and also that's a kind of an episode of Rick and Morty when Earth was part of a show in that's like whatchamacallit, America's Got Talent or
Show Me What You Got.
Show Me What You Got.
Well, the end part of all that is Kanye is running for president in 2024.
Oh well, he did hashtag 2024. I'm not gonna take it seriously.
You know what?
I don't know.
No. The last time you didn't take someone seriously, look what happened.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think we take this as dead serious as possible. We need to get MSNBC and CNN to camp out on his lawn.
Dead ass serious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they survive next year, they're probably gonna be like, "Oh yeah, you're not part of the state supported fucking media. You're gone."
Well, they're gonna have a lot of time because they're gonna be blacklisted from all the White House hearings. Yeah.
I mean, if they have journalists,
that White House press room is going to be like two dudes from Breitbart and then like someone from like Daily Stormer.
Yeah, and also, then you're going to see like Olbermann in a beard just hang outside, be like, "Let me in."
That's implying that people like Keith Olbermann aren't like killed or sent to camps, though.
Oh yeah,
like his new like web series thing is like it's scarily vague on just like, "Oh, I'm Keith Olbermann here from the underground. We're gonna start the revolution." It's like,
yeah, it's like okay,
Keith, the voice of the revolution. Oh god.
Oh man, will you follow Keith Olbermann as a voice of the revolution if it ever happened? I don't know if I will.
Maybe. You know who I would follow though for the roles? Fucking Geraldo Rivera.
Oh.
I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
Fucking like. The Civil War of 2016 was won by General Geraldo Rivera, who was the voice of the people.
Do you guys think if he
you opened the vault to my heart?
Oh, it's a good joke because there's nothing inside.
God damn it, Rex! God fucking damn it!
Do you think if he runs in 24, people will vote for him?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's gonna get a black vote.
Oh god!
Are we
trying to kid ourselves here? No. You're gonna take this seriously? Yes.
I mean, for all we know, he could just drop the entire notion, and then next year he's like a vigilante in Paris, going after those guys that robbed Kim.
Yeah.
He could just have his own taken.
Yeah. It'll be called N-word in Paris.
Oh god. What's the N-word?
Huh? Nice people.
Nice people.
So on a local
Nice people, yes, Nice, Nice. And Nice, and in Paris.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go, France, guys, France.
Well,
locally we also have a celebrity trying to get the mayoral office, and we actually had him on the show, Booker T.
Yeah, we interviewed the mayor before he was mayor.
Man.
No, before he was big.
I wonder if we can get other past interviewees, like, in the office.
Hot dad.
Yeah, I was about to say hot dad for vice mayor.
Can we get the guys who made those giant robots, part of the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The robots, the head of the Department of Defense.
Yeah. I'm sure we could get somebody at least onto city council.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuxedo Master President.
Foreign Affairs, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if...
Is he serious? Again. Okay, fuck, never mind.
No, he put his bid in already.
Yeah.
When like, is... But it's not until, like, for, like...
2020,
yeah.
There's a press release.
He's got four years to set up a platform, and, I mean, with the Houston community, he's crazy famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like the Houston community, but people in the Houston community who vote. Who is?
I mean, maybe we'll see him like Trump bring out a whole like group of people that didn't vote before.
Yeah, but Sylvester Turner was like, "I want to fix those potholes," and everyone was like, "Yeah, yes." So
is that all it takes?
Honestly, I would. As long as their other like stances on things aren't like shitty, like I wouldn't vote for someone that's like, "I'm going to fix the potholes, but I'm going to kill the gays." Like, I wouldn't vote for someone like that. But if somebody was like, "I'm going to uphold the status quo, but
I'm going to fix the potholes." Are we talking all the potholes?
But yeah, because there's still a lot of potholes in my like neighborhood. So
yeah, like the vast majority of them, like in particular, it'd be really cool if they fix that one on Allen Parkway right before you get on to like 45 South. Because that pothole fucking sucks.
That entire thing is under construction because they're making a new ramp.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Good. That's good to know.
Yeah. So that should be done before Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think Booker T can fix potholes. Because
I think he could. I think he could.
Because I can dig it.
I really hope his campaign slogan is "Mayoral office, we coming for you, nigga."
Oh God.
Oh, God.
Really good.
And then everyone just looks awkward around him.
Anybody know the reference aside from Sean and I?
I know.
Oh, we don't. And now we have to bleep you.
Yeah. No, you don't have to, because what happened is he was on live TV and he was cutting a promo on WCW Nitro, and he was cutting a promo against Hulk Hogan. And so he's like all talking and stuff, and he got so into the promo that he's like, "Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga," like on live TV.
You know on CNN, some anchor cried because some guy was quoting and said that word. And he was like, no, I'm quoting it. And then she cried on TV.
Man,
you don't make Brooke cry, okay? She's my favorite anchor.
Oh Lord,
Brooke.
But it's turned Brooke into Baldwin. Like.
Brooke.
She's the midday anchor for CNN. And she was also the main one in the freaking like election while like you know freaking what's his name, Gloria Vanderbilt's nephew or whatever running around. What's his name?
Anderson Cooper?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew Gloria Vanderbilt, but I could not remember Anderson Cooper's name.
But no, that, I mean, and from there, it's just turned into a running gag and just a reference for Booker T.
Yeah.
Aside from him pretending to be royalty for a whole character thing, which was hilarious.
I know. He spoke with like a... I feel like the dude had... He would generally have Houston's best interest in heart.
Yeah.
And Houston's already done a book... We've already had a Booker T day.
Yeah.
Does he have Houston's interest at heart during this kind of world we're in? Will he protect
us? That's the thing. We have no idea.
From the crazy fucking, like, assholes in Austin.
I don't know. There might be a heel turn in the future then.
Yeah.
It's like, I will body slam your problems as mayor.
You know? He picks, like, Greg Abbott out in the wheelchair and, like, throws him through a window.
I will fucking pay that. I will vote for him if his platform was like, I will throw Greg Abbott out the fucking window. I'll be like, yes.
But then there's a twist, like, Greg Abbott, like, comes up and he's got, like, fucking, like,
robot legs?
Boots on. Yeah. He's like, you thought you could take care of me that easy. And then they have this, like, dramatic fight on the rooftop.
And then you find out that Greg Abbott's like, just a puppet.
And then who?
Here comes Rick Perry, and it's like, it was me, Rick Perry. I was
like, and then Rick Perry's the energy secretary, so he's like full of energy and shit.
Because that's what fucking like, Trump. He shoots this giant like fucking lightning bolt.
Yeah. It was me, Austin.
Yeah.
It was me, Rick Perry.
It was me, oh yeah. And a fucking like and fucking what's his name? Vince McMahon would be like, you can't stop me. My wife is secretary of fucking business or some shit.
Labor?
And then Booker T has to business. Fight the government. Oh. This is amazing.
Okay, yeah, okay. I will vote for Booker T if he's like me versus the government, and then, you know, he fights the government.
Do mayors have, like, vice mayors?
Deputy mayors.
Yeah,
Deputy.
I learned that from SWAT Cat awesome because I had the crush on Deputy Mayor, and I'm almost a furry because of that.
it'd be amazing, like if when he announces his Deputy Mayor, like during the meeting, it just all turns black, and then like a big spotlight comes out, and it's like Shawn Michaels playing the sexy boy sexy boy song, zip lining from the ceiling onto the platform.
No, it'd be Sting.
Yeah.
Oh no, from Houston, it would have to be. Oh no, if it has to be from Houston, it'd be Undertaker.
You'd have our own Houston politics.
Yeah, Booker T and Undertaker is our mayor and deputy mayor.
Man.
God damn it.
You have to admit it's a better situation than what we got right now.
Yeah. I would much rather have that and have them protect us from fucking, like, you know, federal and state government.
If we have like the body Ventura being governor, mm-hmm. what if we have like
how did he do anyway? Did he do Minnesota okay? I mean,
he's crazy. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Like, he's a huge paranormal dude.
All right. I was wondering if he'd, like, drove Minnesota to the ground during his administration.
When was the last time you heard about Minnesota?
That's true.
The terrorist attacks at the theaters?
Exactly.
Which?
That was after.
That was the stabbing. Guns weren't even involved. Doesn't count.
Yeah. Excuse me. It was still a terrorist attack brought on by Islam radicals.
Yeah.
If the Undertaker really was, it'd be great because, like, you could have Kane come out, and Kane is like a real life super super Republican. they could have like a real fight
about the issues. Also,
and then they
could have an inferno match about women's healthcare.
And they could call themselves the Cabinet. Wrestling and politics need to go together more closely.
They really do.
Maybe that's what Linda McMahon's doing.
We're on the right. She's going to. I mean, we're on the right track because, like, Trump was at a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But like, we missed, and we should have elected Steve Austin because Steve Austin gave him the stunner.
Yeah.
So Steve Austin.
Maybe it'll happen again. Like, can you imagine during like a
inauguration?
Yeah, like during the inauguration, like Stone Cold Steve Austin shows up in his like monster truck. Like the crowd parks the Stone Cold Steve Austin, drives up in his monster truck, and like grabs the like six pack and squeezes in his mouth like Popeye, and like runs up and like punches Ted Nugent in the fucking face because Ted Nugent's there. He just got done playing like Cat Scratch Fever Doll to like fucking alt-right people watching Donald Trump get inaugurated, and then he, like, says something real badass and just Stone Cold stunners, like, Donald Trump, and then, like...
His music's just playing from somewhere the entire time.
And, like, fucking Mike Pence comes out with, like, a chair, and, like, Stone Cold just fucking drops him, and Steve Bannon pees himself and runs away.
Gives middle.
And then 2020 election, Kanye West versus Stone Cold Steve Austin for the presidency. Oh, God.
Yeah. But they have to do, like, after Stone Cold Steve Austin takes the presidency from Donald Trump, like, Kanye would have to fight him in a Hell in a Cell match, because that's the only way democracy would be able to, like, work. Get rid of voting, get rid of the Electoral College, and it's all sorted through a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, but see, then Kanye can be like, yeah, but it's not just me, it's my vice president, The Undertaker, and so it'd be like... You know, and then Steve Austin would have someone like, I don't know, Sean Puffy Combs in his corner.
Right.
or Drew Carey, because Drew Carey was big into like wrestler.
Yeah.
Or guest the WrestleMania. So.
Like the end.
He assigns Ted DiBiase for the like, economy or something.
Sean, we need to come up with a cabinet of wrestlers one day that would
control. I know, it'd probably be like Austin and Jay-Z. Because then Kanye could be like, why you turn on me, Jigga?
Never mind. Jigga. I mean,
Jay.
That can happen.
Come on.
Because of how 2016 is going on. By 2020, things might be even crazier or whatever.
Probably.
But if we survive that long. My money is we won't.
But as 2016 comes to a close, hopefully, like, there's not, like, some law that extends 2016 by, like, months.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I was telling Rex before there that I was reading somewhere that it was, like, what if when 2016 ends, we wake up and it's 2016 S? The upgraded version? But were there at least three things that you guys found positive in 2016, I guess, personally? Ryan? Three things?
I gotta go back a little bit.
Man. Also go back all the way back to January.
I mean, like, my birthday?
Yeah.
That was a nice thing. But that happens every year.
Alright, you're up to one.
Okay, yeah. Overwatch came out. That was a lot of fun.
All right, that's two.
Okay. And And I am actually a really big fan of Bob Dylan. So I'll put down winning the Nobel Prize for Literature, because I've always believed that he is probably one of America's greatest living poets.
All right, so three complete, Ryan.
I killed my gut. My gut died. I lost like 50 fucking pounds.
Rip gut.
Yeah, R.I.P. and peace gut. Another 50 fucking pounds. So I was like, yeah. Because, you know, if the world's going to end, I don't want to end it looking sad. I want to look good while it ends. I got two pets. They're fucking cute cats. I call one of them Bitey because she bites me all the fucking time. No. Her name is Chicken and Waffle. They're tail. Chicken and Waffle. Also, we launched that Full Bleed zine, and we're going to keep on going with that in 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drea?
I don't know. I've been single for a whole year. Congratulations to me.
All right.
Yay.
You don't need no man. And I did that head neck thing where you can't really see
like, right. Yeah, you did that thing with the neck.
Did you? Yeah, snap Z's.
Yeah, snap Z's. That's me snapping. All right.
Snap it. No man. What else? I helped my sister launch her startup business for bath bombs. So that's pretty cool. She's doing pretty great.
Pretty rad. I like
it. Which Ryan and I, we have to film that video of us with the bath bombs.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. She actually got like featured in like several blogs, like Hispanic blogs on the internet and whatever.
Oh, nice. So who reads Hispanic blogs?
Well,
Hispanic.
Whoever does, okay?
Hispanicists read them, okay?
Is there a Spanish word for blog?
El Blago.
El Blago.
It's Blago. Boyago. It's two A's.
What else? I don't know.
I would say Adidas is releasing those shoes. Maybe
actually, that's like but universally that's like good news, but whatever.
But that's next year.
That's until next year. I don't know. What was good?
That leaves next year for us to meet Toshiro. What's his name?
Toshihiro Petrov.
Yes. Yes, we will meet him next year. Of course, you know, Russia is going to be more of a friend, so.
Yeah.
Yes, so if you're a Japanese Russian, please let Drea know.
Yes, please.
Can I go again? Because I didn't know Ryan was going to do, like, personal accomplishments, and now I feel like an idiot because I was all like, Overwatch was a good game, guys.
Aw. But it was, though.
No, Sean. No, Sean. That's We're still waiting on.
Got to go to E3, and I did eat her again.
Wait.
There, I did it. So
woo! E3. Woo! So you're the only one here that has been to E3.
Yeah, I just want people to know I'm not a loser.
So, Dre, your third one?
My third one, I don't know. I mean, I'm alive still, regretfully.
Did not die. 10 out of 10.
You get a Z-snap.
Hey, maybe you can close out the year by getting an Adidas track.
Actually, I'm trying to, so hopefully that happens. But no, I got to see a bunch of bands that I really wanted to see this year, so that was pretty cool.
You need to start a GoFundMe for your track.
Yeah, oh. I should.
No, do not stand for GoFundMe for that. That's not
what I'm getting
mad at you for.
Just do it.
Just be like, I'll send you pictures of my Adidas track.
Oh, what are my pet peeves? Not even pet peeves. It's just like absolute hate. It's like people with like just as dumb GoFundMes, and I was like, no, I don't give a shit about your dumb GoFundMe. Go save your money.
For a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a Patreon, you have to produce content.
Well, like, the content is like every month. You buy a new tracksuit every month. And then I'll take a picture in the tracksuit.
Yeah, I'll send Polaroids with them, and like I'll even like put lipstick on my lips and then kiss them and send them to them.
That doesn't make me hate the idea of GoFundMe-ing me.
No,
the only GoFundMe I will fund is that guy who said I will fight every Trump supporter. There's a picture of him and his fist up. That's the GoFundMe I will support.
Hey,
he had a good intention.
Was the potato salad GoFundMe this year? Or is that last year?
That was
a Kickstarter. Like
ago, dude.
That was a Kickstarter. Okay.
Yeah, and then it did happen like I think a year ago or last year.
Yeah.
So that fucking guy, I was like, I gotta applaud that guy. I'm like, you fucking game the system. You son of a bitch.
It was good.
I did see one GoFundMe this year that I was just kind of like, wow, this is kind of not cool. It was a GoFundMe for, we need an abortion because we don't want this baby. And in the description, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, the woman's choice to abort or whatever. But in the description, it's like, hey, we just got paid, but we spent our money on tattoos, cigarettes,
and food. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we really need an abortion because we don't want this baby. I was like, oh, my God. It's Jeez. Like, not only is there help, you know, if you go to, like, Planned Parenthood and all that, but it's just, like, admitting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
see, it's terrible, but I would be like, I would wait until like I had a kid and they were like 3 years old, and I put up a picture and be like, oh man, I just realized I don't want this baby anymore.
Actually, so that reminds me.
GoFundMe to abort my 3 year old child.
There's this person on Instagram that follows me with the username abortion fail. So like, you know, because he's alive.
I love it. They tried to kill me. Oh man, but I was too strong.
there was a tweet picture I saw. That it was a, what was it, she named her baby like Miracle because she survived two abortions. I'm like, why?
That's so dark.
I know.
That's really fucking dark.
And, you know, like, if you go to, like, a clinic, they'll make sure the abortion goes through. So I'm kind of like, oh, my God, what does that mean? They tried.
Maybe that would be, like, two abortion. I'd call it a very good job. You deserve to live.
Good job, baby. The baby's the chosen.
Sean, what did you want to replace the Overwatch one with?
Oh, just, you know, the theater stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got back into theater this year.
You're a thespian now.
Thespian again. I renewed my powers. Thespian. I recharged my batteries.
I've seen you on.
And
I've seen you on the stage.
Done it. I did it.
I enjoyed it.
Whenever you say that, I imagine like you see him on the, you know, the stripper stage. Like, I've seen you on the stage.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I'm
born.
About.
You're born a thespian, right? You don't have to take hormones to be a thespian, right?
And it's an identity. Okay, that's my identity politic.
Okay, I did. God, fucking, I hate that word.
Let's see. I also lost some weight, which was pretty cool. I got a 4K TV.
And me too, thanks.
65
me
inches.
Too, thanks.
This is my moment, Ryan.
I like
my
dicks. Chill.
And I forgot what the last one was.
You got a job.
Yeah, I got a job. That's what it is. Yeah, I lost my job early this year, and then I got a new one, and man, this job is keeping me on my toes. I'm in the ER now, surrounded by death. So, it's like 2016.
You're in the ER. What does George Clooney's hair smell like?
Yeah. And Rex.
Oh, man. So, Wholesome Memes is really cool.
Oh, God. The memes we need for 2016. I am so glad that exists.
I am ready for years and years and years of Wholesome Memes to follow. Today, this cool thing happened where I, sometimes I'll get this, like, feeling in my head that's like, hey, you should buy a scratch-off because you're probably going to win something, and 90% of the time it's right and I win something, and I bought a scratch-off today when I was leaving HEB, and I got to my car, and as soon, like, I can't even, like, make this shit up, it's so fucking ridiculous, as soon as I scratched the, like, winning thing on it, St. Elmo's Fire came on the radio. And it made me feel really cool for like 5 minutes. It was just really cheap.
You're a man in motion.
Mm-hmm. Right there. Yeah. I won $4.
Nice.
Can't wait for December 2017 when that Facebook post comes back up and you're gonna be like, oh yeah, that's right. Those $4.
Yeah, that was a man in motion.
That day. And what else?
I like how your first two ones are like so like recent, you know, the Wholesome Memes.
I have a short memory for things that aren't my childhood, I guess. Like, I'm trying to think of other things from this year. Like, a lot of like cool stuff happened this year. Oh, I made all A's this semester. That's fucking cool.
You get a star.
Yeah. So it's the first time I've made all A's since probably before junior high. I came really close last semester, but I wound up making a B in my stupid math class that I had to take.
B, you say?
Well, you're a growing boy, Rex. When you come down, I'll treat you to a cider. You can sit on Pappy's lap and drink it. But it has to be warm cider.
And Pappy can't wear pants.
Oh man, I was going there, but okay, Sean. Well, speaking of wholesome memes, the meme awards are coming because we have nothing better to do.
No, we have everything better to do because memes are meme is life.
Yeah,
memes. That's what I'm saying. Time. We put them above everything.
We said nothing better to do. We have everything better to do, but we put memes above it. Yeah. So we have.
Ryan, you spearheaded this one.
So we have several categories. So right now, I will say this now, and I'll say this again later. But we have a People's Choice meme. It's on the Facebook page. Please vote. And there are other questions there, too, which is very, very important. Please answer those, too, because we need to know that. And by we, the people here. So the categories, which I'm going to go and explain a little bit. And then, like, I think next episode, we're going to announce the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But best meme is going to be the dankest meme of 2016. We have a lot of dank memes this year. The shit postiest meme of 2016, the worst, shittiest meme. 2016 also saw a lot of memes that old memes that came back to life. You know, B-movie, you know, Pingu's like super popular again. Best old new meme. So we could do that. There's also memes that just showed up and it went away, like freaking the bouncer guy opening the door, the hills just sing from freaking Emperor's New Groove, you know, Executor Alolan. That's a flash in the pan, shortest meme. Not all people are super dank, so we have the most normie meme as meme that everyone knows about. Unfortunately, all those fucking people in 4chan did, Pepe the Frog is up there to be the most normie meme. Because look what you did. Look what you did.
I miss the days of Poo Poo Pepe.
Oh, God.
From like 2 or 3 years ago. Those were good times. So quaint.
Yeah, we got Bottle.
Oh, God. I saw an amazing one the other day.
Yeah, we got Bottle Flip memes, the Bottle Flip Challenge, the fucking Dog Wear Pants. That's all that. A lot of.
Was like, Dog Wear Pants this year?
It was. It started on December 28th. Yeah, it slipped in. So we have a lot of meme worthy people here. We have the Ken Bone, we had the Humongous, we have President fucking Elect, we got Ding Dong Lee, Andrea's favorite. This we got meme person of the year. So meme person of the year. Has to be an IRL person.
IRL.
So I think Robbie Rotten could be up there. Robbie Rotten.
Yeah.
Best meme factory, where do memes come from? It's not 4chan or Reddit anymore. Facebook has really stepped up this game, so we'll see.
How many times can I vote for Minions?
Never mind, I don't know. I can't. Music or audio is really good for memes this year. We got picking Pen Pen Apple Apple Pen. We got Kazoo Kid, you know. We have the Fitness Gram Pacer Test. Fuck that dumbass thing. Y'all know the Fitness Gram Pacer Test? The Fitness Gram Pacer. I hate that fucking thing. But that's the best auditory meme. 2016. You know, a lot of memes died this year. We have the Meme Martyr. Again, Pepe's up there.
Okay.
Fucking Barry B. Benson there. And of course, RIP and peace, Harambe. This might be spoiling the Miss Meme Factory, but you know, we get a lot of memes from Facebook now, so our best meme page from Facebook, and again, best dead meme. Then we're gonna go People's Choice, best meme crossovers because memes cross pollinate, and then we're also gonna talk about our favorite memes It might not be the dankiest memes, but I fucking love other memes. So we got lots of memes to talk about, you guys.
Yeah.
Please fill out the
people's choice, please. It's very important. I need to know. And I know I did not ask for your name for it, but if you pick Minions, I will know how to find you. I will.
It's pretty easy to figure out, because when a lot of the people that are going to be filling this out are also our friends on Facebook, too. We already know if you share Minion memes or like Minions, so...
Yeah.
We knew the type of content that you guys fucking like, so we know.
Looking at you, yeah, everyone's mom.
Yeah. So please fill that out. We got for our voting last year, we got so many responses, yep. But this is very, very important. Yeah.
I know it's tough. I gotta really think about my choices, because it's stuck between a couple like really close contenders.
I'll put pictures up there to help.
I like those Biden memes, but I don't know if they're too fresh.
Man, Biden memes. That's the thing about Biden memes. I don't know if they're gonna last.
Exactly. But they're good now.
Yeah. No. After January, whenever Trump gets elected, they will be banned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facebook. They're banned from Facebook. Pictures of his chin will be banned from Facebook.
our questionnaire, and Ryan came up with a great idea. Instead of like, hey, best SEN host, ha. He came up with a marry, fuck, kill, suck.
And watch wholesome, look at wholesome memes and get drunk.
Mm-mm.
Can we give an update
real quick? All right. So far, I don't want to say how many people we've had. Yeah, it's fine. We got 15 people so far answered since we got posted this morning. I'm going to go from left to right. For marry, the two people who people want to get married to is me and Drea.
Yay.
Yeah. Huh. Yep. And also, Drea is also leading the getting drunk and looking at wholesome memes, and I'm right behind her by one.
Okay.
Yeah, people want to marry us, Drea, and get drunk with us and look
where
at wholesome
memes. It's just a wholesome situation with us.
Yeah. It's like our life is set up. It's great.
And then
there's no premarital memes
in the middle.
Allowed.
Yep. And then what actually happened was it went up really, really fast, and Jesus is leading to get fucked.
What?
but he's also fuck and kill. He has the most.
Oh,
God. Yes. Wow.
Yes. Let's make this Raven to murder. That's all good.
Necrophilia.
Yeah. I don't know what order they want to do it in. Yeah. Yeah. Well, right behind Jesus, Rex has people want to fuck Rex and marry Rex. Yeah.
Fuck and
marry Rex. Yeah. I don't know what you did, Sean, but everyone also wants to kill you. And suck you. Yes. Yeah, you are leading suck, and you are tied to kill.
I guess if there's a way to go out.
Yeah.
But who's doing the sucking?
That's a bit more.
If you're gonna die, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just turn out the lights.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Drea was leading with a wholesome meme, and we finally got a kill for Drea. She was running without getting. No one wants to kill her. Only Rex and Drea has like one kill. I have three, and Jesus and Sean have five.
And for like most of the day, neither of us had any kill.
Yeah, y'all.
I have five. Makes kills. Me feel good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Four suck. You have two marries, one fuck, five kills, four suck, and how many is that? Two look at wholesome memes and drunk.
Okay.
So, just remember, the winner of each category, we will do this live on Twitch TV.
No, we're not. Not prepared for Twitch.
Don't kill me live on Twitch, jeez.
But you also get to suck live on Twitch.
Well, Game Awards already did that.
Yeah.
Oh man, so it's gonna be an interesting week next Tuesday. Should be a lot of fun on our next show. Rex, We're gonna go out with a song by. We were gonna play a Christmas song, but then we veered back.
Yeah,
because Rex said every song Kapkake does is a Christmas song because it's the gift to the world.
Yeah, like man, one of the great things because we only got to say three great things about 2016. Yeah, it was a shitty year, but there was a lot of like good things that happened, and Kapkake is one of my favorite things that happened in 2016. Like watching Kapkake's videos, it's filled me with a lot of laughter and fun times and great situations where I'm like, hey, you should watch this YouTube video. And then I get to like stand next to the TV and play it while I watch everyone in the room's faces, weird fucking expressions. And yeah, Kapkake is good. Kapkake is good for your health.
Live update. Rex and I are now tied for fuck.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Sean got this.
Oh, someone voted? Okay.
Yeah, someone just voted right now. Sorry, guys. I got another.
Okay, and then
we
that
can't
means
do this. I'm being triggered back to November. I can't.
Okay, that means Dre and I are tied for both Mary and getting drunk and looking wholesome memes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. People just like us, Dre. It's great.
I know. We're likable people.
Yeah.
It's not. People just don't know what to do.
Not
with
me.
I don't know.
So, I mean, hold on. We Rex is for also. He's also tied with us for Mary. Mary and fuck. So damn.
That's good because I was about to say like I kind of feel bad because like everybody else is getting Mary and get drunk and look at wholesome memes and I'm just like a piece of meat over here.
No, you people want to marry you and fuck.
Yeah, that makes me happier.
I mean, just look at that picture, man. You just fill in those tennis shoes.
Well, like God damn. Like Dre said, you look like Morrissey, so you know.
Yeah.
You always want to hug little Morrissey.
The way that I see it right now is like, as many people that want to kill me, that fuck is part of the hate.
It's after they kill you. It's after they kill you.
Like when you're choking and you accidentally go a little too
I'm
far.
I'm joking.
The windpipe.
I'm going to be like, what's his face? The guy that, Kung Fu. He killed himself.
Jared Carradine.
Because he was himself when he was masturbating.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Yep.
Le petit mort.
I can see what the last person did, and they liked Bork, and they picked Gary Shandling as the most tragic death of 2016.
Oh, I forgot about Gary
Shandling. That's also one of our questions. It's the most tragic death.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, don't complain. You're getting the
song. I was thinking about Gary Shandling.
And did you add Alan Thicke right to the
list? But don't add Alan Thicke. Please add Robin Thicke's dad.
Okay, let me change that. God damn it. Yeah, fucking that's mirror.
That's a real blurred line right there.
You know you want it.
Oh, God.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and end tonight's show. It's been a good time. We were supposed to start like an hour early and then we forgot to. Like, technical difficulties. But we'll be back next year with all the results of who gets to get the fuck, who gets to suck, who gets to die, and who gets
married.
Wait,
did you say
married.
Next year? Or next week?
So,
next year.
No.
Okay.
Next year. And then we'll
said next year.
And then we'll award all the memes.
Because, I mean, dude, this is 2016. That death list might need to get updated.
Yeah.
we're updating it live as
you know that like
in,
that like
we'll
yellow submarine is it the yellow? Oh no, Sergeant Pepper picture, but it was all the people who died in 2016 and someone released it in like late November and I'm like, nah dude, there's gonna be more. And then, we had John Glenn and now Alan Thicke.
John Glenn. Oh, I forgot. Well, that's what kind of year this has been that John Glenn dies and I forget about it like 2 days later. What the fuck.
It's like you almost forgot
that
Remy died.
Oh, I do sometimes.
Yeah, so you get all these people like,
yeah,
oh,
technically
yeah,
it's not 2016 dead, but...
I know. But it still was close enough to...
He started
still...
the wave.
Yeah, he got on the list the same reason why Dog Wear Pants got on the list.
Lemmy's just filling that. Everyone was joking about, like, Lemmy's just going to be, like, running those concerts in hell. And look what happened. He's got
all the facts.
You know what? You know what kind of scares me is, like, the amount of deaths that are happening this year are going to lead to a Mandela effect, like, 2-3 years. And I'm like, oh, he's dead? Hold on. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it's just going to confuse all of us, and we're going to think we're in a different timeline because we wish we were in a different timeline right now.
Just close your eyes and just wish hard enough.
Let's just go to sleep till the end of the season.
Oh, you ain't got to sleep.
No,
until.
I don't want to lose the last, like, week or two of Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to savor this.
Exactly. I want to stay awake as much as possible.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to head out. This is SCN 156. And on behalf of myself, Drea, Ryan, Rex, and Sean, good night, Space.
Connected to my walls like it's Spider-Man. My saliva don't dry up even by a fan. You got me caught up in your web, you my Spider-Man. Suck ramen noodles off that dick, that's my vitamins. Taking you in private, to sit on your private. I ride it while you drive it. Let you swim in my alley. Taking you in private, to sit on your private. I ride it while you drive it. Let you swim in my alley. Pretty feet and they don't smell like Fritos. Fuck me to my pussy rather than a Cheetos. Take a look through my clit like a peephole. After we sexy, you can exit, I'm a freeload. Yeah, hello, it's nice to meet you. Come beat this pussy up like Shakisha. Young twat, got more eggs than Easter. Nipples look like pepperoni pieces. It's looking soft, let me jack it off. Stick it in my hole like we playing golf. Drop them draws, suck your balls. Work my jaws all in a loss. Stroke me slow, daddy, and do your best. Bring a big dick package, no UPS. Good sex when you make a mess. Come suck the milk out my fucking breast. Just do it, you ain't gotta ask me. Put your face in my ass cheeks. Wisconsin Dell pussy flashy. Keep the dick wet and never ashy. Gotta know how to treat this. I like my dick deep dish. Don't want no dick that got foreskin. I'ma have to show you to the door, man. Get connected to my walls like it's Spider-Man. My saliva don't dry up even by a fan. You got me caught up in your web. You my Spider-Man. Suck ramen noodles off that dick. That's my vitamins. Taking you in private. To sit on your private. I ride it while you drive it. Let you swim in my alley. Taking you in private. To sit on your private. I ride it while you drive it. Let you swim in my alley. I run your dick, no marathon. At the words, I'ma need a Heselon. Got the magic touch and I don't need a wand. Make the dick come faster than Jimmy John. I suck a fart at your ass. Just pass me a little cash. Had to show this nigga I am not a coward. And this pussy go 100 miles per hour. The dick shock me like it tased me. Like a newborn, better spank me. Can't suck no dick being lazy. Pussy looks fatter than Jay-Z. Bang me on the floor like the crab baby. I'm about to shut you up like the library. Trick the sucking dick is supportive. Keep that tongue out like Jordan. Rub on my clit is lit. Oh, yes, my pappy love this. I flip this pussy inside out. I call it Gabby Douglas. You still eat it while I'm bleeding. That's my vampire. Hot pussy on your dick. Well, we can make a campfire. The dick connected to my walls like it's Spider-Man. My saliva don't dry up even by a fan. You got me caught up in your web. You my Spider-Man. So ramen noodles off that dick. That's my vitamins. Taking you in private. To sit on your private. I ride it while you drive it. Let you swim in my alley. Taking you in private. To sit on your private. I ride it while you drive it. Let you swim in my alley. Pussy go up and down like a seesaw. Up at night, that sleepwalk. Licking all of your meatballs. I drool on it like a sleep dog. I can tell by the way that he sounded. He want another round, but who's counting? City so perky, he's so thirsty. I should show him to the bucket and fountain. I'm a tater thot. I'm a thot tater. On his front porch, like the newspaper. Just to fuck him and his brother. Cause I'm a real hoe. Ain't no rules to the paper. I'm a kangaroo the way I'm about to hop on that stretch this pussy out and put stretch marks on my shit. I fuck the dick on the go. I suck the dick like a pro. Not getting snot on my nose, but you know I'm about to blow. Let me prove that I'm with it. Make my legs touch the ceiling. Pussy fatter than a piglet. Eat this pussy, have a picnic. Have you ever met a girl more nasty than two girls in one cup? Put the dick head down, thumb on my butt. That's how we play 7-Up. Let me talk all in your ear longer than a Martin Luther King speech. My coochie did a lot of dirty things, so of course it needs bleach.